Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Art brings joy. That's the vision of those who work with Express Yourself Milwaukee. The local nonprofit places artists with groups of at-risk and low-income kids, and the goal is for the young people to express themselves creatively and discover inner strength and connection with others.
The artists work with the youth in many environments, in schools, after-school programs, detention centers, youth prisons, and at the Express Yourself studio. But the program has a year-round singular focus on the arts.
And that is the final performance this Thursday evening at the Miller High Life Theater. This year's theme is Move It, and it will feature 150 young performers accompanied on stage by 30 adult artists and musicians.
Express Yourself Milwaukee founder and executive director Lori Vance sat down with WUWM's Mayan Silver to discuss how the organization came to be.
What I was aware of with my kids growing up in MPS is that there was a real discrepancy in kids that had access to mental health services, and I'm a therapist, and I was seeing kids outpatient and realizing that there's a lot of kids in Milwaukee that didn't have access, or that mental health services are not really in the traditional way helpful when you go back into a chaotic environment. And that kind of combined with my concerns about gun violence in our city. And when September 11th happened, I really felt like there are kids in our city that are growing up in war zone where gunfire is a daily occurrence, where their families are in high risk of violence. And I just felt like I needed to do something. And I was aware of this program in Boston, Express Yourself, and really liked the model. I'm an art therapist and liked the idea of product and process. As a therapist, we stay in a lot of process work with people, which is wonderful. The product is their experience and their expression. But when we work together to create something like the final show that's coming up, that a lot of the barriers that keep us separate break down, because we have to get this done. There's an audience that's showing up, and we need it to be strong and looking good. And so I really like the model. I like the idea of collaboration. I think a lot of us working together, it's easier. It's a lovely word, and it's an easier said than done. And the program is a ongoing year-long experiment in how do we as adults work together to support kids in our community to be able to express themselves. So it was a kind of a combination of things that brought it to be.
And can you run me quickly through the stats of like what the school, like, you know, who's all involved?
Yeah. So we work with about 1,200 kids every year, and we have a therapeutic level and corrections services. So we go into the detention center and the corrections Milwaukee County Accountability Program. Then we have our after-school programming, which is the stuff that you've been watching and observing. And then we have our in-school program. So we have some teams that go into schools. And then we also have our studio here is also available for individual referrals and for kids that have specific mental health needs. And we're an art therapy-based opportunity for kids.
What's the connection between art and mental health?
Well, so, you know, traditional talk therapy is not always the best route to healing. And one of the things that I think, you know, throughout time, that art has been a resource for us to access and to change our neural pathways. So there's been a lot of brain research that talks about the power of rhythmic movement, rhythmic drumming, painting and drawing, and they just allow us access to broader resources, and especially with kids and the inner kid in each of us, which is often where our early wounds come from. It's more accessible. It's a visceral experience that helps us to know that we can be stronger. We can come from our resilient selves, and that we can, when we're making art, we can figure it out. You know, we can, when we're trying to sing together, we can, you know, finding a melody together can help us join with our friends or our people that we're with, and dancing together. There's an exhilaration in just moving together, or allowing space for people to have a solo and then coming back together to our groups is just a natural way that humans heal.
What's the sort of response that you get from the community?
So our show, I mean, we have an audience of about last year, I think there were over 1,000 people in the theater. It's a big theater. We can fill it. So our annual show is really a great way for people to come together. Milwaukee has a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of opportunity for people to offer positive support in the community. And I feel like Express Yourself just consistently shows up telling people that we believe in you and we believe we can work together. And so people are very responsive and very positive. You know, we have groups going on in the detention center and MCAP, and, you know, guards whose job it is to hold the line are also smiling and beating along with the drum beat and in there helping us finish set pieces. And, art is a way that we can join with each other, which I think is really important.
It's amazing what a little humanity will do to people.
Yes, it really is. Yeah, and even in, you know, really, you know, I've been thinking a lot about how hard it is for us to come together. Lives are so complicated. We have so many things going on. And yet if we mark, you know, we show up every week. One of the tenets of Express Yourself model is consistency, that we're going to show up and we have this team so that even when one adult in the team can't come for whatever reason, there's still this structure that is going to come. And the sites that we visit, the kids in the groups, they know. When we go up to Lincoln Hills, we've worked with some of those kids in the detention center, and then they are up at Lincoln Hills and they see us and they light up because they know, oh, Afunga Alafia, are we gonna dance? Are we gonna paint? You know, they know the artists, and it does really bring us together.
And that consistency, you know, probably some of the kids haven't had that in their lives and they've been maybe abandoned in various ways. And so it's probably, you know, something to rely on.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things, we're a wraparound provider, and one of the things that I love about wraparound is really the belief that parents want to do the best that they can for their kids, and that there are just reasons that they are not able to. And so what I love about Express Yourself is that we show up and support the strength of families, the strength of kids, and the strength of parents to be able to support their kids. I mean, there's complications in people's lives, and often we look for what's not working for the, I look at those, some of the kind of stereotypes about kids, you know, not having parents in their lives. And I think that's not true. Parents are in their lives to the capacity that they can be, and that there are systemic reasons in our community that kids don't have the support that they need to be successful and to be kids, to play and to smile and to have ease with each other. There's so many complications. And so I just feel like the more we can, as adults, show up and believe in people and believe in families and believe in schools and believe in, you know, even in the corrections, you know, when you think about a guard whose job it is to keep, you know, keep the order, that's a hard job. I couldn't do it. So how do we uplift each other is really what I think we're trying to do here.
Do you ever feel like it's a struggle to find that empathy, or does it always come like very fluidly?
I want to say it's not hard to do that, but I know that there are places when I'm stressed, I have to really get myself grounded. I mean, what I talk about, all of our teams, the adults that show up for kids, you know, we circle up before we go into a group so that, because we're coming from all these different places with all these different things on our minds, how do we get present with the kids that we're going to be working with? And we walk into environments where there's stuff going on and we have to kind of jump in, make the group happen pretty quickly. And so, yes, it's very easy to access it, and it's hard because it really requires me to have discipline and focus and trust. And, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, running a nonprofit is not an easy thing. This, you know, there's lots of people doing really good work in the community, and, you know, big part of my job is to convince people that this is where they need to put their support and engagement. And, you know, we have a lot of distractions, and so in that way it's hard. But when I look into people's eyes, or if I go in with expecting the best of myself and of the people I'm working with, it isn't hard. So it's both, I guess, is what I'm saying.
What about people that don't understand art, the power of art, that people are like, well, it's just art, or like you were saying in the beginning, or like Martina was saying, you know, people sometimes write off art as something that's not necessary or something that's not helpful. What do you say to that?
Well, I really believe that art is important and essential in our for our humanity, and that beauty and joy and celebration, which are all part of art. And I also believe that art is a way for us to have difficult conversations. You know, Express Yourself early in our years, gun violence in the city was an issue that we really addressed because one of our kids was killed in the middle of a school year. I mean, it's a horrible. How do we talk about this in a way that that makes brings hope and possibility? And to me, making art, like, I don't have an answer, but if we make something together, I believe that we can find the answers together. And, you know, so the Remembrance Tree was a piece of a project that we worked on that really addressed that year after year after year, because the loss of lives is really tragic in our community, and loss of children's lives. I mean, and just making art together, we start to break down the barriers that make it hard to talk about it and help us work together on it. I think now our community is in, you know, we're trying to find a way to work together. And if we can step in and be open to each other, I think art allows us that, because if I don't know how to dance, I can learn from you. And if you don't know how to paint, I can paint with you and share what I know. So, you know, there's a lot of research too, and I'm not a scientist in that way, but there is a lot of research that's showing that actual brain waves are changed. You know, kids playing music do better in math, you know, and the repetitive movement, repetitive drumming, that really starts to change the neural pathways. So I'm not one that feels like I have to prove that. I just believe it and keep finding people that can join me in that, I guess.
Lori Vance is founder and executive director of Express Yourself Milwaukee. She spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver. The group's culminating performance for the year is tomorrow evening at the Miller High Life Theater.